from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here is the news first, the headlines. German Ambassador Ine Lepel convenes partnerships with Indonesia is productive. Minister Erlangga Hartarto looks into 2025 minimum wage as interim manpower minister. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the German Embassy in Jakarta held a celebration of the 24th anniversary of German Unification Day at the Hotel Indonesia Kempinski in Jakarta on Wednesday. German Ambassador to Indonesia Ine Lepel, in her speech, recalled the momentum of German unification, which was carried out in a peaceful and democratic manner. She also explained the achievement of cooperation between Indonesia and Germany over the past 12 years, particularly in environmental fields such as energy transition, natural resource protection, and sustainable urban development. According to Ambassador Ine, Germany is also optimistic that this collaboration can continue under the administration of the elected President of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto.
Well, it shows that the strategic partnership Germany and Indonesia concluded 12 years ago is not just a buzzword. It is a productive partnership that delivers. I am confident that this upward trend will continue with the new Indonesian government that will take office very soon.
Moreover, Ambassador Ine also mentioned the arrival of two German warships at Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta some time ago. She viewed that Germany also shows the close military relations between Indonesia and Germany. The celebration was also attended by Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi and Deputy Minister of Environment and Forestry Alwe Dohong. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has moved to deliberate on the 2025 regional minimum wage after his appointment as the interim manpower minister. His appointment followed the election of the previous minister Ida Fauzia as the legislator. Secretary of the Economic Affairs Coordinating Ministry Susi Wiono Mugiarso said that Minister Hartarto summoned the Secretary General of the Manpower Ministry along with the ministry's Director General to delve into employment matters. According to Susi Wiono, in his office in Jakarta on Wednesday, the matters include the determination of minimum wages, which have been a recurring topic of discussion every October and November. Indonesian Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi support the implementation of the Sail to Indonesia Goes to Bali Maritime Tourism Hub, or BMTH, initiated by PT Pelindo in a bid to strengthen maritime connectivity and national logistics. As quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Thursday, he also encouraged the activity to improve Indonesia's maritime relations with foreign countries and promote cooperation in logistics, sea transportation, marine security, and conservation. Sail to Indonesia Goes to BMTH was held at Benoa Port, Bali on October 2 to 4, 2024. The activity was in collaboration with the Sail to Indonesia rally, and it was attended by 30 yachts from various countries, including Australia, France, United States, United Kingdom, and Canada. Indonesian Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning, Head of the National Land Agency, ATR BPN, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, revealed better land governance to support national development. Escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Thursday, he explained that certification of land and spatial judges is an effort to equalize perceptions in interpreting land, spatial planning, and its regulations. As many as 80 judges from the general and state administrative courts participated in the certification by blended learning or independently and face-to-face with a total of 109 hours of lessons. This activity also aims to enable judges to give the right decision on cases of land disputes and conflicts faced by the community. Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono hopes that the learning is right on target and implemented by the judges. Let's move on to the international news, where Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan has said now is the time to embark on an irreversible path to resolving the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians that culminates in the establishment of the two independent states in which the peoples can live side by side in peace. As reported by ArabNews.com, Prince Faisal bin Farhan wrote that a two-state solution is the only viable way to ensure the long-term security of Palestine, Israel, and the wider region. The kingdom will work tirelessly to help create an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital and will not establish diplomatic relations with Israel until this happens. His comments echoed a reaffirmation of the Saudi stance by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman during a recent address to the Shura Council. Nearly a month out from Election Day, the head of the nation's cybersecurity agency is forcefully reassuring Americans who have been swept into the chaotic churn of elections, disinformation, and distrust that they will be able to feel confident in the outcome. As reported by VOA.com, Jen Easterly, director of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, explained, state and local elections officials have made so much progress in securing voting, ballot counting, and other elections infrastructure that the system is more robust than it has ever been. As a result, she said, there is no way Russia, Iran, or any other foreign adversary will be able to alter the results. The Associated Press, in an interview on Wednesday, stated, malicious actors, even if they tried, could not have an impact at scale such that there would be a material effect on the outcome of the election. Some private bus operators and tour companies in Singapore are feeling the pinch from delays in securing overbooked driving lesson slots, with their foreign employees unable to take the roads here without converting to a local license. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the situation has been made worse by students using boats to secure slots at driving centers, such as the Singapore Safety Driving Center, SSDC. Class 4 licenses to operate heavy motor vehicles such as buses can only be attained at SSDC, located at Woodlands. Tour agency WTS Travel, for one, has about 30% of its bus driver in limbo as they wait to take lessons and pass their test. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. The Indonesian consulate in Tawau promoted a variety of culinary specialties from South Sulawesi at the diplomatic reception held in Tawau, Sabah, Malaysia. Quoted from Antara, Indonesian consul in Tawau, Aris Herutomo, said, the diplomatic reception night held on Saturday promoted not only the cultural arts of various regions in Indonesia, but also the culinary specialties of South Sulawesi. The lively event was opened with Padupa Dance, a welcome dance from the Bugis tribe, performed the dancers from the Tegal Art House. There were also performances of the Mapadendang dance and the South Sulawesi 4 ethnic dance. The 300 guests were treated to culinary specialties such as Coto Makassar, roasted fish parape, nasi liku kampung chicken, sayur tutu, and barongko. The Indonesian consulate in Tawau chose South Sulawesi as the main part of the reception theme due to the large number of the Indonesian from various ethnicities who lived in the working area of the Indonesian representative office, whether they are still Indonesian citizens or have become Malaysian citizens. According to Aris Heru Utomo, it is estimated that more than 50% of Indonesians in their working area come from South Sulawesi. However, he said that to introduce other Indonesian cultural arts and remind the rich cultural customs and traditions of various regions, Tifa dance from East Nusa Tenggara, Condong Legong dance from Bali, and Nusantara dance medley and Pencak Silat were also performed.
The hope is that more Malaysians will continue to visit Indonesia, either as part of tourism trip or to return home to visit their family of origin.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. I'll begin today in history with the commemoration of Iraq Independence Day. On October 3, 1932, Iraq officially gained independence from the British and became a kingdom under the Hashemite dynasty. Before gaining its independence, Iraq was under the British mandate based on the treaties established after the World War I and the fall of the Ottoman Empire. With its independence in 1932, Iraq became one of the first Middle Eastern countries to gain full sovereignty from Western colonial power. However, the state is no longer Iraq's main national holiday after the 1958 coup, which overthrew the Hashemite monarchy and established the Republic of Iraq. Let's move on to the next event about the Operation Hurricane. Operation Hurricane was the first nuclear test conducted by the United Kingdom. The test took place on an old warship located on Trimoyle Island as part of the Montebello Island in Western Australia on October 3, 1952. The operation is marked as an important step in Britain's development of nuclear weapons and became the third country to successfully test an atomic bomb after the United States and the Soviet Union. Tremuel Island was chosen as a test site because of its isolated location, minimizing risk to civilians and avoiding international attentions. We close today in history with the anniversary of the reunification of West Germany and East Germany. The reunification of West and East Germany was a momentous event that took place on October 3, 1990. It symbolizes the unity and the reconciliation between the two parts of Germany that were previously separated by ideology, politics, and economy. The reunification process was the result of political changes that took place in Eastern Europe, including the fall of the Berlin Wall on November 9, 1989. The Berlin Wall became a symbol of the division between the two countries. Now, October 3rd is celebrated as German Unity Day.
Tetap semangat, pantang menyerah.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that conservation areas, which include conservation forests and other areas, are very important to protect, as they are the backline fortress in the defense of the Republic of Indonesia. During the Youth Conservation Fest 2024 event in Jakarta on Tuesday, she said that her side is trying to strengthen the protections of conservation areas, including by engaging the younger generation as the main driving force. After observing several countries visited or met during international meetings, Minister Siti assessed that the participation of the Indonesian people, including the younger generation, in preserving the environment is better than other nations. Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar also emphasized that the government is committed to addressing various issues in the environmental sector, such as climate change, biodiversity, and waste problems. The Minister of Environment and Forestry said the revision of the law on conservation of living natural resources and ecosystem was carried out to strengthen conservation efforts, including outside conservation areas through preservation areas. Meanwhile, Secretary General of the Ministries Bambang Hendroyono said the existence of Law No. 34 of 2024 and the amendment to Law No. 5 of 1990 on the Conservation Act strengthens the implementation of rules related to the conservation that have been in effect for more than 30 years. He also explained that one of the essential changes is the attention to conservation activities outside the area of nature reserves, nature conservation areas, and conservation areas in waters, coastal areas, and small islands through the regulation of preservation areas. All of these areas are intended to support the life support function or survival of biological natural resources and ecosystem.
Agar seisi dunia tahu dan anggapku ku ceritakan baikmu. Kalau suatu saat ku cerita burukmu, takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu. Kalau suatu saat ku cerita burukmu, takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu. Cerita burukmu takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu. Yang sebagian besar tak benar begitu.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
For beach lovers, Bali is the right tourism destination to visit. The island has a row of beautiful and famous beaches. Some of them are Kuta Beach, Sanur Beach, and Pandawa Beach. However, for those who like beaches that are far from the crowds and hidden places, we recommend you to visit Pererenan Beach. The beach offers a quieter atmosphere with a beautiful views, artistic coral reefs, and rows of fishing boats on the shoreline. The location is about 18 kilometers from the downtown of Denpasar. A trip to Pererenan takes about 45 minutes by motor vehicles from Ngurah Rai International Airport. Arriving at the Pererenan Beach, you are greeted with clear seawater and quite challenging waves. Here, you can snorkel to see the beauty of the underwater world, or surf, because Pererenan Beach is a paradise for surfers. If you are uninterested in surfing, you can enjoy the beach atmosphere by relaxing on the beach while enjoying the stunning sunrise and sunset. Pererenan Beach has a gentle beach, making it a perfect horse riding location. Several horse riding service providers are available there, allowing you to ride while enjoying the natural beauty of the surroundings. In addition to riding, you can also walk along the beach while enjoying the beach view. There is no disturbing traffic hustle and bustle, making this beach the right destination for those who wants to unwind and enjoy the tranquility of Bali. Pererenan Beach also offers many small stalls and cafes run by locals. You can taste traditional Balinese food at these stalls while interacting with the local community.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pemikiran bisa jadi sehati. Ada juga yang mengingkari. Kadang datang gelombang pasang, menghantam dari belakang. Siap sakit hati, tenang seperti karang.
Selesaikan aja dengan jogetan. Goyangin aja sebarang pom pom pom. Goyangin aja sebarang pom.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's episode of Miscellany. Listeners, Southeast Asia Business Event Forum, in conjunction with Wonderful Indonesia Tourism Fair 2024, as the largest annual conference and exhibition event in Indonesia, will be held at Swissôtel Jakarta, Pantai Indah Kapuk, Jakarta from 2nd to 4th October 2024. The Southeast Asia Business Event Forum, in conjunction with the Wonderful Indonesia Tourism Fair 2024, is initiated by the Indonesian Tourism Industry Associations and fully supported by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. The Southeast Asia Business Event Forum will discuss key issues of MICE, meeting, incentive, conference, exhibitions, development in the ASEAN region and Indonesia in particular. Meanwhile, the Wonderful Indonesia Tourism Fair will be a B2B exhibition between Indonesia sellers and potential buyers from abroad. This Southeast Asia Business Event Forum will be held from 2nd to 3rd of October 2024, and the Wonderful Indonesia Tourism Fair will be held from 2nd to 4th October 2024. The theme of the Southeast Asia Business Event Forum 2024 is the transformative impact of sustainability on the business event industry. The aim is to be in line with the global theme of blue, green, circular economy and sustainability. Key topics to be discussed at the Southeast Asia Business Events Forum include technological transformations, sustainability and human resource development. This year's Wonderful Indonesia Tourism Fair will be attended by 195 buyers from 38 countries. They come from Southeast Asia, India, China, Europe, America, the Middle East, and Africa. Meanwhile, there are 150 sellers from all over Indonesia, consisting of travel agents, tour operators, hotel recreational parks, wellness providers, and transport companies. In other words, all the players in the world of tourism who are members of the Indonesian Tourism Industry Associations are vendors. That's Miscellany.
hatiku. Satu janjiku, kaulah yang terakhir bagiku.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will give you a song from Andre Hehanusa. Andre Hehanusa, a singer and actor, is a descendant of Ambon, Maluku. He was previously a member of the vocal group Katara Singers and the male vocal group Berlima. But he prefers to have a solo career. His first solo album was released in 1995 entitled Bidadari, or in English means an angel. One of the hit songs in this album is entitled Bidadari. Many consider the song Bidadari to be written in adorations of a lover, but in the songwriting process, Andre actually thought of his mother, because he did make the song to admire his mother. So listener, here is Andre Hehanusa with Bidadari.
Menyatu di belayan asmara-asmara yang indah dalam pesona.
Of Indonesia.
Duhai kekasih kekasih yang pernah datang dan pergi. Bahagia hatiku, laguku untukmu, semua yang pernah ku cinta.
To all the girls I once caressed, and may I say I've heard the best. For helping me to grow, I owe a lot I know. The girls I loved before, the wings of change are always growing, and every time I try to stay, the wings of change continue blowing, and they just carry me away.
Duhai kekasih yang pernah saling berbagi, kini ku nyanyikan gitar cinta kita demi kenangan abadi.
To all the girls who care for me, who filled my nights with ecstasy, they live within my heart, I'll always be a part of all the girls I've loved before. The winds of change are always blowing, and every time I try to stay, girls we've loved before yang pernah datang dan pergi. Where did I take my love, laguku untukmu, to all the girls we've loved before. Duhai kekasih, kekasih, who traveled in out of doors. Bahagia hatiku, we dedicate this song to all the girls we loved before.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.